It's beyond me that the authority on food in this country, who claim to be evidence-based, has not updated their suggestions despite evidence in recent research. Hey everyone, Holistic Lexi here. Thank you for tuning in to my new podcast, Nutrition Intuition. I strongly believe that there is a gap in the health industry for prevention of diseases, and the focus is generally on treating, and it's a very reactive approach. I've spent hours of research and working with clients to share with you my knowledge, experience, and research on trending topics in the health industry. I still encourage you to do your own research and critical thinking, of course. Please do not take this in any way as medical advice. It's purely for education and entertainment. Hey everyone, in this episode, I am going to discuss what is recommended for people with type 2 diabetes to eat from our food experts at the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. I'm also going to be pretty critical of what they recommend since there is research that contradicts what they are recommending. First of all, let's define diabetes and talk about the hormones at play. So let me just differentiate between type 1 and type 2 diabetes. Type 1 is a result of an autoimmune attack on the pancreas where insulin is no longer being produced. The main difference between type 1 and type 2, type 2, the body is still producing insulin, but the cells are not responding to it. So we call that insulin resistance, metabolic dysfunction, glucose intolerance, and this is a result of lifestyle and diet. For the purposes of this podcast, we will focus on type 2 diabetes as it can be prevented and reversed with lifestyle and diet. So I'm going to go through the sample menu that was literally given to me by my professor in my medical nutrition therapy class while I was getting my master's in nutrition. And this sample menu is from the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. So I'm going to walk you through it. You may be a little shocked to hear some of the items that are on it, but I feel the need to share this with you because some of you are interested in going down this route and becoming a dietitian. So for breakfast, people with diabetes sample menu, a small banana, 3/4 a cup of cornflakes, 1 cup of low-fat or fat-free milk, a slice of whole wheat bread, a teaspoon of margarine. Just by telling you that, I'm sure you're already thinking, wow, that's a lot of carbs for someone with diabetes. And I totally agree. The other red flag to me is cornflakes. Cornflakes are usually genetically modified, sprayed with glyphosate and all kinds of pesticides, which are actually, you know, linked to diabetes. They usually have hidden sugars in it, sometimes high fructose corn syrup. Also, low-fat and fat-free milk. There really isn't a lot of evidence that low-fat diets work and, you know, help with this condition. Whole wheat bread also usually has hidden sugars in it, sometimes high fructose corn syrup in many cases. Margarine is also one of the, you know, biggest contributors of our obesity epidemic. And as we know, obesity leads to type 2 diabetes. Margarine has soybean oil. Many times it's partially hydrogenated. And when something's hydrogenated, we know that it has trans fats, which we know leads to cardiovascular disease. And someone with diabetes is already at risk of getting heart disease. So this is a big no-no. So soybean oil is high in omega-6 linoleic acid, which can cause inflammation in high amounts. And the ideal ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 is about 1:1. And I've heard some suggestions as high as a ratio of 4:1. In nature, omega-6 is in lower ratios, closer to the ideal ratio of 1:1. Omega-6 to omega-3. But now today, people are consuming it at a much higher ratio of about 20:1 or even more. And this disproportionate ratio compared to what our ancestors ate before the Industrial Revolution, this is what's really causing the obesity epidemic. There's been studies that have pointed this out. And so I don't know why someone would recommend something like margarine for someone with diabetes, for someone with a metabolic condition. It's beyond me. Lunch, more bread, whole wheat bread, turkey, lettuce, celery, carrots, more low-fat milk. I'm glad that they included turkey on this. That's great. Some protein. Afternoon snack, some raisins and pretzels. I mean, that's basically just sugar. Why not add protein? Why not add fat? I mean, there's no substance in that. It's literally just carbs. I don't understand how that can be validated as an afternoon snack for someone with diabetes. And then the evening meal, 3 ounces of roast beef, a baked potato, reduced fat sour cream, green beans, a vegetable salad, light salad dressing. Whenever something says light salad dressing, I get a little concerned because it usually means there's more sugar, even though there's less fat. And most salad dressings also have these soybean oils, which, I mean, it's just cheap fillers. They're not healthy. They're high in linoleic acid, as I said before, pro-inflammatory, not good. Not good for someone with a metabolic condition. Not good for anyone. You know, as health professionals, we should really be thinking along the lines of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. This food is not medicinal whatsoever. Yeah, I mean, even just looking at this menu, I don't even know what someone would have had to be eating before they saw this menu to have some sort of improvement in their health. It just really does not make sense. And let's say a scenario where someone doesn't even see a dietitian, and let's say they go to the website, the Academy Nutrition website, and look at what they recommend. Healthy, quote unquote, healthy carbs, like whole wheat. And like I said, whole wheat a lot of the times has sugar in it. You know, there's not a lot of promotion of real nutrients in these diet suggestions for people with diabetes, people with metabolic conditions. So again, this is another reason why I didn't do my internship, because I don't agree with them. I don't think that they're at the forefront and of understanding that this plan of low-fat cereal grain diet just does not work. It's beyond me that the authority on food in this country, who claim to be evidence-based, has not updated their suggestions despite evidence in recent research. I mean, the big picture here is that diabetes is a disease of metabolic dysfunction. And I don't know if there's, you know, some funding going on with the Academy. I know that they've taken funds from controversial companies, which I won't get into in this episode, but maybe in a future episode I will. So, I mean, overall, this menu plan for someone with diabetes just is not appropriate, in my opinion, based on research. Even if the total amount of carbs can be metabolized with medications such as metformin or insulin, they are not good quality carbs. And again, that's also the reactive approach. You know, some doctors literally will tell their patients to come back to them when they have a certain blood glucose level so they can prescribe them drugs rather than, you know, helping them lower their blood sugar naturally with diet. Anyway, that's another story. But these are not good quality carbs, these cereals and whole wheat bread with fructose corn syrup. I will link research in podcast notes so you can read them if you want. But basically, to summarize, high amounts of linoleic acid from margarine are pro-inflammatory. The standard American diet contains a disproportionate ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 of 20 to 1 or even higher. And it should be 1 to 1. In nature, it exists at a really, really low ratio. And even though omega-6 is an essential fatty acid, it's not essential in these amounts that we are not used to getting them in until recently, until these vegetable oils popped up in all of our foods. So this is one of the biggest culprits of the metabolic dysfunction epidemic that we see today. Also, pesticide use and glyphosate have been linked to many diseases, cancers, birth defects, but also immunological, like Crohn's disease, metabolic diseases, and oxidative stress, which is essentially the culprit of aging and other diseases. Fructose is also a common ingredient in these cereals and even whole wheat bread, and that can lead to non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. So even if you're just eating, you know, all these carbs and processed carbs and refined carbs, that can also lead to non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and people with type 2 diabetes are already at risk of this. You know, all of these low-fat products are just unnecessary. Light salad dressing, low-fat dairy, at what cost? You know, more sugar, which leads to hyperglycemia. You know, I'm also going to link a recent state-of-the-art review that basically debunks the saturated fat is linked to cardiovascular disease. And honestly, it really does not take a rocket scientist to understand that this menu is a disaster for anyone, but especially someone who should be nourishing and avoiding specific foods to heal their metabolism. This mainstream cereal diet of low calories, low fat is clearly not working. Order some good quality fats and proteins from your local farm. I will, you know, put a link in the podcast notes so that you can find a local farm near you. Make sure you're subscribed to my Instagram, my website, and the podcast so you get updates. You know, stay healthy, and until next time.